chirps rather than goes boom.
Well,
And one sounds just like a bull. Bullfrog. It just sounds like an old bull.
I don't know, but a little green frog. I don't know what they call
spring frogs? Spring frog or peeper?
I don't know.
I never heard any name. All I knew was little green frogs.
The only kind of good to eat is Bull Maroon, so those are the ones I'm interested in.
Bull Maroon.
Old Maroon.
Bullfrog or Bull Maroon, I call them.
We caught, such a big one, didn't we, last spring? That was a dandy.
Yes.
The kind that's supposed to give you warts, something like a frog?
That's a toad.
Toad.
The different kinds of toads?
That's what I know.
You call them hop toad?
I know.
They look different. There must be, there is a difference in some of them. Some are awfully big and some are smaller, and they look a little different. And they look that high.
All I know, I was toad. That's all I
had. If you want to go fishing, you might go out and back and dig some
fish worms, angle worms.
Pick up dew worms.
Are they bigger?
Oh,
dew worms. Yes, they're like little snakes. You can't dig those, or you got to catch those at night.
That's a night crawler?
That's
a night crawler.
Worm.
Yeah.
Some call them dew worms. The others are garden worms.
You used to get a lot of names for the others. Did you call them earthworms too?
Earthworms and garden worms.
And angleworms,
fishworms. Yeah.
Did you call them red worms too?
Yeah. Well, there's a variety.
Well, that's a different worm, a red
there, worm. I'll tell you, those red worms are around manure piles and around barnyards and stockyards. And
that's where you find them. You don't dig them anymore.
You don't get them in your garden.
Are they like mudworms, or did you ever hear of mudworms?
No, I never heard of them.
There's a kind of an insect with great big wings that hovers around the swamps. Sometimes it looks like it's standing on the water. Call it a
mosquito?
Well, it's a little larger than a mosquito.
Snake feeder?
Yeah, snake feeder.
Snake feeder, but there's another name for those.
Well, you've seen a lot of those down around the river.
Are those fireflies?
Dragonflies. What's, you mentioned this other fly now. Is that the kind that lights up in the lawn?
What did I say?
You said firefly.
Firefly, yes. That's the lightning bug.
Which would you call it now? Firefly?
But they call lightning bugs, too. Half the people call them lightning bugs.
You wouldn't say firebug, though.
No, firefly.
You open the closet sometimes, and you'll see a wool suit has
moths.
Oh, true.
Now, could you tell me the difference between a wasp and a hornet? Size, shape, color.
A wasp is much larger than a hornet. What I've seen.
Well, it's really a different color.
Yes.
Some are blue and some are kind of a reddish.
You mean the wasp? Some are blue and some.
The blue or the hornet the blue? But one's blue and the other's kind of a reddish. And one's larger than the other.
The wasp are on that reddish brown, and they are awfully large.
Yeah.
And the hornet must be the blue one.
I think they are. Some call them mud gobbers.
Which?
The hornets.
Hornets?
When they come to sting them, they're one as bad as the other.
Yeah.
Does a yellow jacket come in here someplace? Or
a yellow jacket is in the wasp family, I believe.
It's all the same family.
And sting the same and the wasp be same?
They sure do sting.
One's equally bad.
Yes.
If they ever back up and hit you, you'll know.
Well, you know.
I've been stung by a wasp. I've been stung by a hornet. I think. I'm not sure, but I think it was a wasp.
Didn't look close enough.
Big, mean thing. I ran. How about the nest? Is it different between the two?
Well, I think the hornets have mud houses, don't they, mostly, Dad? Little holes in. I've seen hornets in outbuildings and places.
They
were made of mud.
Now there's a certain hornet that builds out in the timber that builds a great big mud ball that hangs up.
That's a yellow jacket.
A tree, and they have that full of holes. Now
that's a yellow jacket.
I don't know which it is, Mother, but
I know we were hazelnutting once, and some fellow said, "Now there's a yellow jacket's nest," and that's all I know.
All I know.
But the wasp's nests on my stoop are made like a comb, like a honeycomb, like a bee's nest.